T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, we'll talk to our doctor, Dr. Arun Rajaram, who joins us on behalf of IGEA Brain and Spine. Doc, how you been?
Ev, good, buddy. How you doing?
Well, I'm not great because we got to talk to you about... It's not that we're talking to you. It's nothing personal. But we got to talk you about Noah Syndergaard and the whole mess.
So this discussion, it's amazing. There's so many different things we could go with Noah. And you hit it on the mark, by the way, because when you and I were chatting in February at the beginning of spring training, that was one of literally the first things you had asked me. You said, listen, this guy came in, put in 18 pounds of muscle, looks like Thor, and is that going to be an issue? So, Ev, you remember that in February?
I do.
You called it.
It was, I didn't call that he was definitely going to get hurt. It was just a concern. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't predict it would happen, mainly because I'd feel responsible if I did.
But everyone was noticing that. And when you asked me that question, I thought it was a great question, and I actually went back to our podcast from that day yesterday just to listen to our discussion about it, and my point then, and which is the same thing now, is if you have the muscle and you're able to maintain your mechanics, fine, but it's hard. It's not like football. You know, it's not like when you build all this mass, you're able to protect your body, you're able to get more for tackles and things like that. So it's tough. I mean, there's so many. The orthopedic part is probably the smallest part of this whole discussion. But let's just clear that up for everybody. So what did he hurt? Right, he hurt the lat. So what's the lat? The lat's the latissimus dorsi. It's basically the largest muscle in our back shoulder region. So when you're at the gym and you're doing your seated rows, when you're doing your lat pull downs, that's what you're working. You're working your lat. And it's huge. It connects to basically half of our spine or the top of our pelvis and then wraps around and comes up to the shoulder. And that's where this gets a little interesting for Noah is, remember last week, right, he didn't pitch on Thursday because they said that biceps pain.
Right.
And that's when all this, controversy comes. Oh, should he had the MRI? So Thursday, he was complaining of biceps pain. Now, everyone has been asking me about this because my brother was at the game on Sunday in D.C. and the moment Noah grabbed his arm, he called me. He's like, "You're probably going to be talking about Noah tomorrow." And sure enough, all the buzz started. Now, the first question everyone asked me, is this the same thing from Thursday? And yes and no. So the biceps can be its own entity in and of itself in pitchers, but the lat, the anatomy of the latissimus, the tendon comes up and inserts onto the shoulder right next door to the biceps, literally one zip code over. That's how close it is.
So it's connected. Sandy Alderson's BSing us when he says, look, the doctor said it's not connected.
It's you can't say 100% that it's the same injury or the same issue on Thursday, but there's a very good chance that inflammation from the lat tendon, which lives a mere centimeters away from where the biceps is up in the shoulder, inflammation can carry over into the biceps.
Let me ask you, if they gave him the MRI the Mets requested and Noah accepted it, would they have seen this issue?
See, great question. I don't think necessarily you would have seen a tear. What probably you would have seen, you probably would have seen some inflammation, which is what you're going to see with anybody who has tendonitis. And these guys, they've been pitching since the time they were 4 years old. So if they had gotten an MRI of their shoulder at any point in their lifetime after pitching a lot, you probably would see a little inflammation in that shoulder. Now, for him to tear the lat, which is one of the largest muscles in our upper body, I don't think he would not have had that on Thursday. So you wouldn't have seen any lat muscle issues on Thursday. All you may have seen was some inflammation in the tendon, which is basically consistent with tendonitis. And do you pull the guy just because he's got some tendonitis when half these guys, if you gave out MRIs, which half these guys they do, like candy, they get MRIs, you probably see the same thing. Mm. So you gotta trust him and assume he knows his body. And he pitched BP on Saturday. He was throwing 100-mile-an-hour balls. So if you assume that, okay, calm down. So I don't think, to answer the question again, I don't think the MRI would have automatically told you, oh, gosh, this guy is impending doom for his latissimus.
If they, because I think right now this is what we're thinking about. We're all Monday morning quarterbacking the hell out of this thing.
Yep.
If they would have said, you know what, fine, we'll give you an MRI, but we're going to skip a start. We're going to put you on the DL, after a week, we'll throw you out there. Do you think that would have made any difference to this injury occurring?
If he was still having the symptoms on Friday, so he was having the symptoms on Thursday, and if he was still having some symptoms on Friday, we got the MRI, saw some inflammation, and we shut him down for a week, it probably would have, would have protected him. Mm. Now, the other thing, it's such a fluke kind of thing in many ways. The lat is super rare to actually tear the latissimus. Now, my one theory as to why it went on on the pitch that it did, he was throwing a changeup. And when you throw a changeup, your arm speed has to look normal, right, for the batter. And at the last second, your arm's got to slow down before the ball release to make it a changeup ball. And that's how the lat gets hurt. It's basically when you're working out at the gym and you're doing a negative, you're doing a slow contraction of that muscle. That's called eccentric. That's what happened. The lat basically slowly contracts while the arm is trying to stretch it. And then at the last minute, it kind of basically jumps to try and stop the arm, and that's when it tore. So I think if he had thrown a fastball on that one pitch, it may not have happened.
I'm convinced it happened the pitch before because I'm like 20 minutes behind on the DVR. And, of course, I get an update on my phone because I always shut the updates off, but the update says Noah Syndergaard leaves game. So I see this. I'm still watching the game. So now where my advantage was, Doc, is I'm watching every pitch. Extensively.
That's true. Because you're like picking out what could have contributed.
When's it going to happen? Dude, the pitch before this happened, he was in pain. He started holding his side and then quickly stopped, and no one came out. No one said a word. And then the next pitch it went. So I'm curious, it may have torn right there, and he just, was missed a tough guy and said, whatever, let me throw another pitch.
Interesting.
But I'm seeing it. Anybody who wants to go back on the MLB app, look at the pitch before it happens. You'll see him in pain.
No, it's a great observation. Yeah, I wasn't watching live. Like I said, my brother was at the game, so he called me. After he called me, then I put on the game and was watching the replays. And it's a great point. If you really pulled the pitch before, the changeup definitely was like the straw that broke the camel's back because that muscle, that's the worst position for that eccentric kind of negative load. That's what's going to get it. And then if you he got that MRI, they gave some descriptions, but it probably looks like a waterfall in there because it's such a huge muscle and it bleeds on the inside. So it probably looks like the Niagara Falls in there from all that swelling and blood in that muscle.
I know. I'm kind of disgusted thinking about that now, but that's fine. Doc, let's talk recovery here. Steven Matz had a similar injury. I mean, the same thing, partially torn lat. And from the time he got hurt to his next start was exactly 2 months and 1 day. Is that fair to think that will happen with Noah Syndergaard?
That's reasonable, definitely reasonable. Soft tissue things, your magic number is right around 3 months, give or take, and again, plus or minus, but your body needs 3 months to heal soft tissue injuries. I'm in the office right now, so I just had conversations with two of my guys that my police officer that I did triceps tendon repairs on. Both the guys, because their police department, we have the same discussions as far as when they're going to be able to get back to work. It's a soft tissue injury. That triceps needs 3 months to heal before he can start working out, start strengthening, and start doing it. So now in that case, these guys had complete ruptures. Now, Noah, I'm going to hope that it's not a complete rupture. We're going to assume it's a partial. So hopefully it'll be less than the 3 months he'll need for it to calm down. They're going to start getting him moving probably at that 4 to 6 week mark with therapy to try and get the motion back. And once he starts to get pain-free motion, then they'll start do some light strengthening. And then once he's able to do a lot of these strengthening things, then they'll let him pitch. But I would assume at least 2 months before he's going to safely think about pitching. So I think it's reasonable, but it's in that 2 to 3 month window for soft tissue injuries like he has. And given how big that muscle is, like I said, the biggest muscle in our back up there by our shoulder, you got to be careful with it. So in that 2 to 3 month window is probably what we're looking
at. How does he feel right now? Like when you have that kind of injury, a torn or partially torn lat, like right now as he's sitting down, canoodling with his girlfriend right now, what type of pain, if any, is Noah in right now?
I'm sure it's hurting him because, like I said, that MRI would give you that picture. If you just literally look at the Niagara Falls, the muscle is shaped like that. It almost looks like a waterfall starting at your shoulder and dropping down your back and towards your pelvis. And it's full of – his is probably full of swelling and edema. So anytime you injure anything, right, if you bang your elbow against the door, it's going to get black and blue. That same thing happens on the inside. That muscle is black and blue on the inside because it bleeds and it swells. So that swelling is the first 3 to 5 days are the worst. So it's only been a couple of days now. So they probably are, you know, having a big ice pack on him and trying to cool it, not to use the arm as much as possible. But that's got to hurt because, like I said, it's such a huge muscle. So the amount of force that you need to generate to injure that muscle is going to make it bleed and going to make it hurt a ton. So I feel bad for him. I'm sure he's uncomfortable, but hopefully he starts feeling better soon.
Talking to Dr. Arun Rajaram, Mets are dealing with a lot of injuries. One of the oddest ones is Wilmer Flores has a knee infection. How do you get a knee infection?
Ev, this scared me when this article first came, when some of this buzz first came out. And I think I would assume it's not as bad as it could have been because everything I saw, they just gave him antibiotics. Did you hear anything else? Like, I didn't hear he ever had any surgery. I don't know if you heard anything.
No, but knowing the Mets, they may not tell us.
That's fair enough because if you get a knee infection, meaning in the actual knee joints, that's a huge deal. That's almost automatic surgery, meaning you got to get that bacteria out of the inside of your knee. So, for example, if somebody's in a really bad car accident or somebody has a really bad injury where they cut their skin and part of the bacteria from the skin in the outside world gets to the inside of your knee's like a water balloon. It's basically a capsule that's encased and protected from the outside world. The moment you break that lining, outside world bacteria gets into that knee joint and it can't get out because it doesn't have its own dedicated blood supply to just get rid of it. It's kind of walled off from the rest of your body. So if that happens, you got to go to surgery. Like, I mean, you can do it with the camera. Like, basically, you put the camera in and you wash out the entire knee to get that bacteria out. But that's almost an automatic surgery. Thank goodness for Wilmer. I'm going to assume that it was, again, I'm going to base that on the Mets literature that they put out there. I'm going to assume it was some sort of skin infection around the knee or a bursa, like you got those shock absorbers outside of the knee. If those get infected from the skin or a cut or something like that, then yes, you can just treat it with antibiotics because technically it's outside of the knee joint. It's just more of around the knee. That's why everyone gets all excited because it's around the knee. But it's not it's not truly an infected knee joint because that's an automatic surgery. So thankfully, I think it could have been worse for Wilmer, but let's assume it was just a cut that whatever, bacteria got in there and there was a skin infection around the knee, and that's why thankfully they were able to treat it with just antibiotics and not surgery.
Very informative stuff today. Doc, we appreciate it.
I know, all kinds of stuff to talk about.
I know, I feel smart. I've always said this, baseball, football, sports, that's where I've learned the most about health. It wasn't in high school or middle school. It was watching sports and hearing about our favorite players recovering from injuries.
Yeah, and it's real life. They're all professional athletes, but it's all real life stuff that anybody can get. We just these guys feel at least shed good light on it, so everyone kind of can be educated about it and you know how to take care of themselves as well. That's why I talk to my patients all the time in the office about that. It's like everybody's a professional athlete in their own world. You know,
yeah, that's true. Thank you, Doc. Yeah, we appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day, bud.
Thank you, Dr. Arun Rajaram, who joins us on behalf of IGEA Brain and Spine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us. And four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.